USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national security advisor snubbed by a supposed ally. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
And you can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for. And if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus size one. I'm not lobbying at all. And that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, hey, what are you going to do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for. She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president of the United States, and she kicks it off by making a demonstrably false allegation against a former colleague. I don't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national security advisor snubbed by a supposed ally. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
And you can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for. And if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus size one. I'm not lobbying at all. And that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, hey, what are you going to do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for. She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president of the United States, and she kicks it off by making a demonstrably false allegation against a former colleague. I don't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national security advisor snubbed by a supposed ally. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
And you can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for. And if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus size one. I'm not lobbying at all. And that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, hey, what are you going to do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for. She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president of the United States, and she kicks it off by making a demonstrably false allegation against a former colleague. I don't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never-Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national security advisor snubbed by a supposed ally. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
And you can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for. And if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus size one. I'm not lobbying at all. And that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, hey, what are you gonna do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for. She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president of the United States, and she kicks it off by making a demonstrably false allegation against a former colleague. I don't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national security advisor snubbed by a supposed ally. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
And you can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for. And if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus size one. I'm not lobbying at all. And that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, hey, what are you going to do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for. She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president of the United States, and she kicks it off by making a demonstrably false allegation against a former colleague. I don't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News we could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump.
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Five governors were sworn in on Tuesday, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. This is U.S.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's national security advisor snubbed by a supposed ally. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
And you can always check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for. And if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus size one. I'm not lobbying at all. And that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, hey, what are you going to do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for. She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president